Warmest welcome, everyone. We are in the second week of the year, and I'm so excited to welcome you to the Business of Dreams podcast. Hello, Camilla.
Hello, Vendela, and hello, everyone. I want to welcome you to 2024. Oh my God, it's such a nice feeling with a new year.
Yeah, it's the best feeling. And I feel that this is a special year for all of us. It's going to be amazing.
Let's make it the best year we can do, and let's start it off in the right way. And we want to talk about what advice we would like to give to really make the best of this year.
Yes, you sounded so funny. Powerful. Yes, exactly. And we're gonna share how you can become a manifestation queen, right?
Exactly, how you can manifest the wildest dreams and goals you have, so you can really be astonished by yourself at the end of this year when you look back at your journey and what you have accomplished.
Yes, exactly. So let's kick this off with the first advice. So what do you say?
Yeah, because I just thought about something that because we started 2023 with a goal setting retreat, and there was actually one of our members that recently shared in our Facebook group for the club, the Members Club Business and Dreams, that she just opened a letter that she wrote in the beginning of this year. And I mean, I think maybe we should even like say out loud what she was saying. What do you think?
Yeah, do you have it in front of you?
I can bring it up, but the
Yeah.
exercise she got was to write a letter to her future self. And then in the end of the year, in New Year's, we sent these out. So, Vendela, you had them in your apartment.
Yeah, that was like
And
I told you, I was so scared the whole year. Like, because I
yes.
was like, what? Because I was, responsible for all these letters. And I remember, like, when I thought about the risk of getting robbed or anything, someone breaking into my apartment, I didn't care about anything except these letters that they should be intact and be sent at the end of the year. So I'm so happy they got sent.
Yes, exactly. So what she wrote was this. A year ago at the retreat, Camilla and Vendela made us write a letter of appreciation for the achievements we've accomplished during 2023. It was sent to us late December. Today, it felt right to open it and read it. It made me cry. I've accomplished 9 out of 10 things I wrote down, and I haven't even reflected on most of them. My core values are strengthened and my mindset is shifting. I enjoy not only my business as a coach more, but also living my life with myself much more. I started today feeling like a failure, but will end in celebration of the stunning woman, entrepreneur, friend, and mom I am. I am grateful and appreciative for the network and fantastic women I am surrounded by. Thank you, all of you.
It made me so happy to read. Wow.
So, with
Wow,
that
wow, wow.
being said, I would definitely say that one of the recommendations we have is to write a letter to yourself that you can open in the end of the year.
Yeah, exactly. And I want to say something to stress something. And that is something that we talked about. Like, there is this pressure to be done with all your goals and all your intentions by like the 1st of January. But really, I think you can take like the whole month just to reflect a bit and maybe like slowly just get into, the vision for 2024. So these exercises that we will share today, you can do them anytime. And I'm actually right now writing my letter to myself for the end of this year, and I think it will be completed maybe in a few days. But yeah, I just want to stress that so you don't feel any stress of completing
Definitely.
things.
I took some time in December, mainly to reflect on the year that has been. So more thinking about what has been the best happenings in my life and what have I learned and so on. And now in January, I'm taking more time to think about this year and how I want it to be.
Yeah.
So I'm also going to do some of the exercises we're recommending that I haven't
Yeah,
done yet too.
exactly, me too. And by the way, I don't know if you want to do this, but I said to you that, this year when we don't have this retreat that you mentioned, we recommended to everyone that they could have a like maybe a friend or any form of accountability partner who you can write a letter to yourself for the end of the year, and then you give that letter to anyone, like a friend, and then that friend will send it to you or give it to you at the end of the year. And I
Yes.
suggested to you that we will be each other's accountability
Let's
partners
do
this
it.
year. So
Let's
yeah,
do
that's
it.
just a recommendation. You can share this exercise with a friend and you can, give the letters to each other. So yes.
100%. I love that idea. So that is the first recommendation. I think another advice that I'm really happy that I did from last year is just to set an intention for the year. So this can be a one word or it can be three words, for instance. But what is your intention for the year? And to give an example, I think we talked about this so many times before, but last year it was the word breakthrough for that I picked. And Vendela, you had some idea. You can pick one for your business. Can you tell a bit about that if you do one for different categories as well?
Yeah, exactly. Because sometimes it can be hard to have one word that kind of fits all your areas in your life. So then you can have different areas. So an example that would be maybe three areas, one for your professional life, your career, one for your personal life, and then one maybe for love and relationship. But also you can think that love and relationship is like a subcategory of the personal one or the professional one as well. So this was just an idea. You can take any areas. And I know, Camilla, that you like the three categories, wealth, health, and relationship, right? So then
Yes.
you can maybe take these and you can fully decide. So yes,
Yes.
but yeah, I think it's when you picked the word on breakthrough, you thought mainly about career, right? Or did you have like a personal word as well?
No, that was just for career, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. So funny, your personal life breakthrough. But yeah, that could be one as well. But
But I
yeah.
guess, I mean, career and personal development goes so much hand in hand. So it
Yeah.
was kind of a breakthrough. Also, like, you have to do it in your personal development in order to achieve it in your career. So
That's a
kind
good
of hand in
point.
hand.
That's a good point. So did you like remind yourself of that word throughout the year, or was it just like in your subconscious mind more of?
No, I had it like in back of my head all the time. So I always thought like, okay, what could be a breakthrough decision? So it was like it was really lingering in the back of my mind all the time. You know, I have to do something, I have to look for opportunities. And regarding that, I want to tell everyone also about something that is I've heard is circulating now in the social media, which is called the red car theory. And this is the reason why you should set an intention. So I can explain for those who don't know about the red car theory.
Yes, it's so
It
good.
me yes, and it means that if I asked you today, you listen to this, if you have seen any red cars,
I
what
would
would your
say
answer
no.
be? No, probably. But if I have told you for every red car you've seen today, you will get $100 from me.
Then I've seen
Would
1 billion.
you have known how many red cars you've seen?
Yes, I would start to
Probably.
notice that.
Exactly. And this is the same with priming your mind for what you want. So let's say now, if I, in my case, the red cars was breakthrough opportunities. So because I have already had the intention to look for breakthrough opportunities, they won't just pass by in my life like red cars, because I would see them. That will be, it's something called I'm a bit bad at pronouncing it.
Reticular activating system.
Yes, exactly.
This is,
That's
by the way,
built, yeah.
reticular activating system. If you're interested, look it up. It's so interesting. It's abbreviated ROS, so it's super interesting.
Exactly. You can YouTube it to get an explanation. But basically what it means is that the mind is filtering information. There's so much information, the mind can take in everything. So it's gonna filter according to what is important to you. And if you say that to the mind, red cards are important, it's going to filter out that information. And if you in the beginning of the year say breakthrough opportunities is going to be important to me, it's like you put a filter on your mind and it's going to filter those for you, which it did for me. And then I could see, here we have it, let's do it. So depending on what you say now as an intention, you will get a completely different filter for yourself.
Yeah, there's also these famous experiments. Have you seen those where it's like they ask people to, because the test person, they look at other people playing with a ball, and it's like some form of basketball or something. But there are different kinds of balls. There are, I think, red and blue balls. And then they ask them, like, okay, count how many red balls that are being thrown between these people. And when they do that, they get so concentrated on counting the red balls that they don't even recognize that there is a person dressed as a monkey running through the room. So at the end of the test, they're like, by the way, did you see a monkey that ran through the room? Like, it's so obvious if you're not counting them, but you are obviously not. So they're like, no, like 90% of people don't even notice the monkey because they're just counting the balls. So that's kind of similar, like a very famous experiment.
It's crazy. I watched this one too, and I couldn't believe it the first time I saw it. I couldn't believe it that I didn't see the monkey. And yeah, I guess it's the same with the opposite, you know. So this counting, that could be like counting your problems, right?
Yeah.
If you are counting your problems and the monkey is like your opportunity, you won't see the opportunity because you're so busy looking at your problems, for instance. So it's so powerful what you focus on, what you give your attention to. So definitely set an intention for the year. And something I have started to do also is to set an intention for the things I want to do. So the things I want a good habit. For instance, instead of just putting like a to-do, I am gonna post on social media, for instance. I set an intention and writing, I am going to post on social media with joy. So, because if you just have these to-dos throughout the year and you don't feel the right emotions, you're not going to want to keep it up, right? So also attach emotion do you want to connect to that habit as well.
I love that. That's so good.
Yeah,
I haven't thought about that so much. I think a lot about, okay, I'm gonna be consistent and all that.
Yeah,
but and I think about my bigger goals, like, okay, I want to, you know, earn more money with ease, and I have those intentions.
Yeah,
but not
exactly.
My regular habits, I don't infuse them with any form of positive emotions and good attention. So that's really, really good.
Because it was the same for me. And in the beginning, when you do a habit, maybe you do it automatically with joy, but it's that difference between I get to and I have to. So in the beginning, maybe you got to do this and you were excited, but then all of a sudden it just turns into a have to do on your to-do list, and you lose the positive emotions connected to it. So then you can reinforce that, but really remind yourself, what intention do you have for this action during the day?
I have to tell you this a little bit of side note, as always when I'm talking about it, I'm getting so nerdy with dopamine. I think dopamine is so interesting. Oh my god, I've been listening to like so many podcasts now about it, and especially, I don't know if you know this podcast, I think I've shared it once with you, but the Huberman Lab podcast. It's a podcast about by a Stanford professor, Andrew Huberman, and he talks about everything within health, you know, mental and physical health, and it's on such a like detailed nerdy level. So he talks about the brain in so many details, like the episode are more than 2 hours long and it's just full of information. So I listened to one about dopamine, and it was, I think it was like 2 hours and 50 minutes or something, and I just learned so much. So right now I'm re-listening everything on 1x speed, which I never do, and taking notes at the same time because I want to learn everything about this. So it's so interesting. So why I'm sharing this right now is because he said that there are different like pathways in the brain for dopamine. And one of them is connected to our prefrontal cortex, which is the area behind our was panna in English. It's
forehead.
Forehead.
Yes.
The area behind our forehead. Thank you.
I felt like a student and a teacher. Yes, correct answer.
I'm just checking if you're awake.
I got dopamine from this, I feel like.
Yes. Now we see a real life example.
Yeah.
Yeah. So behind your forehead. And that is, that area is unusually large in humans compared to other animals. And that's why we can make rational decisions, etc. So anyway, that means that if we consciously think that, you know, I will feel more joy when I do this, or I will feel extra mindful when I do this, it could be as simple as, okay, when I touch my pencil, when I write, I will feel joy. Then you can actually determine how much dopamine that will be released when you do that specific activity. So that's why I think it's so powerful when you have that intention, like, okay, I will have joy when I post on social media, because you will actually, you know, determine how much dopamine you will get by that activity, just by that intention. So yeah, that's why I think it's so interesting and so good.
Yeah, so start doing that when you write your to-do list, that you don't write, I'm going to work out, for instance. You write, I'm going to work out with joy. So you always add the emotions. That's something I'm going to start doing more this year, I think.
Yeah,
for 2024.
Exactly. And that's also something that he mentioned in this podcast, last thing here, that because different activities release different amount of dopamine. So for example, one of the most powerful ways you can release dopamine is through cold baths, actually. It increases it to the same level as cocaine, 2.5 times above your baseline, and it's actually sustained throughout like several hours compared to the cocaine, which crashes after a few minutes or something. But that's what he said also, like, if you take, for example, exercise, then there's no like fixed level of how much your reward chemicals like dopamine will increase. It depends on how much you enjoy that activity. So if you determine that I will like exercise, you don't have to necessarily have to like yourself, you should find what you enjoy, but you can actually deliberately choose how much you think about a certain activity. So if you think like, I love going to my dancing class or whatever it can be, then you will have more motivation to actually do that as well. So last nerdy little detail I want to add.
I absolutely love it. So I have the action, the advice, and you have the explanation why you should do it. So it's perfect.
I feel like
perfect,
this is
combination.
Yeah, perfect combination. We're such a duo. Tiffany or something. Yin and yang.
Yeah. But it totally makes sense, because everyone says, find a work that you love to do. It's like a cliche, but this explains why it's so important, right?
Yeah, so, exactly. Yeah. Otherwise, you would have no motivation. So, okay. So to summarize your amazing advice there, it was to set an intention for your activities throughout the year.
And especially the ones that are important for you to keep up. So, I mean, cooking, for instance, you're going to do it maybe anyways, but I mean, you could set an intention, like, I'm going to cook mindfully, for instance, but especially for those that are important for you in order to reach your goals, that you do those actions.
Yeah, I will definitely apply that one in my own life. Thank you.
Yay!
Happy for our podcast. Yeah, that's so good. I mean, for example, with LinkedIn, I think it's already fun, but I still kind of see it as I have this, like, I have to post a certain number of times, like, kind of like that. So I want to go into more. I get to post things, and I get to have other people reading my amazing post. I don't know, but you know, that feeling, and I will joyfully post on LinkedIn, because I also think that your activities will be improved, like the results will be even better when you have that intention. People can kind of feel your energy, I believe.
Yeah, definitely. And go, I'm like excited to go more all in, like the thing I do, I want to do them all in. So I don't do things like at 50%. And with that, I don't mean that I need to like be perfectionist about it, but really think like, if I would do this, really like do my best, you know, how would it look like? Or how would I show up? With what energy would I show up to? And what can I do? So maybe instead of just like doing it, maybe I need to do a little meditation beforehand to really show up as my best self and take the time to do that. So
Yeah,
more do
that's
maybe
so
fewer
good.
things, but you really go all in and you do them your best.
Love that. Love that. Is there anything in particular that you will like cut off me, for example? Okay. But like anything in your life that feel like, okay, this is not necessary, or it's more like you want to charge your activities now with even more
It's
passion.
more, yeah, it's more the things I already do, like this podcast, for instance. And right now, before this podcast, I did a little meditation to really,
I can
get
feel
into the right
that.
vibe. Yes, I
Yeah.
hope you can feel
You
that.
always have an
So,
amazing vibe, but yeah, that's all good.
yeah, but like whatever I do, take some time to mentally prepare for them. So, like a little warm up, kind of like you do a warm up before you
Yeah.
work out, but you do a warm up before you, do a podcast or before you, I don't know, gonna have a webinar or whatever it is. I mean, we always
Yeah.
do that before our coaching, etc. But really include some warm up for the things that are important to you.
Yeah, and I think that also goes with being a professional. Like, maybe this sounds stiff, and we talk a lot about being, working with your passion, being authentic, etc. But I still want to be a professional when I'm doing work stuff. Like, for example, if you go to a hospital and you're gonna be have an operation by a doctor, you expect that person to be like in their, white dress, white clothing, and be a professional and do everything that is necessary. And that's kind of the attitude I want as well. Like when I show up, for example, with coaching, for sure, there can always be a lot of stuff that have happened throughout the day. But when I show up, I'm a professional. I give like 100% of myself. So you have to be kind of manage able to switch your mood as well. So I think that guided meditation is a great way to like switch your vibe. So that is so good to not like be passive with your how your day goes and be active instead about it. Very proactive.
Exactly. Don't see yourself as an amateur or whatever. See yourself as a pro. And whatever you do, whatever your job is, see yourself. How would you go through your day if you saw yourself as someone, competing at a high level, or really, like you said, a professional? And that's gonna make it more fun too. So not in a way that you're pressuring yourself in a negative way, but in a fun way that you're growing, that you're doing where your potential is. So really more for your sake, so you feel like you're giving it your all and being proud of
This was so good as well. Like you're saying so much good stuff today.
it.
But seriously, like imagine a soccer player and it's like a big match between like, yeah, their country team and another team, like a final or something. Then that person will like prepare, they will like hype themselves up, and then they will go in and play like everything they got for 90 minutes. And it's not, as you said, it's not about putting extra pressure on yourself, but rather just to set a clear intention. It could be like, I will have as much fun as possible right now, too. That's something we talked about for our social interactions. Also, side note, but we talked about that whenever you meet people, it's nice to have an intention there as well. And that could be like, I'm gonna have a lot of fun today. So it's just nice to be intentional with your activities, I think.
Definitely. I really agree. And we have two more advice I'm gonna give quickly to fill this up. The first one is I have started, you don't even know this probably, but I have started to use the productivity journal from what is it called again, the brand? Intelligence
Intelligence.
Change. And I have a bad habit, I must admit, that when I get these type of journals where you're supposed to fill it in, I become a bit perfectionist. So I start writing in them beautiful, like the first pages, and then I stop using them after a while. And it was a little bit the same with this journal, but then I started to like release the perfectionism. I just started doing my mindset practice I do anyways in this journal. And then while I was doing it, I was like, maybe I should write in actually my tasks for the day and what I'm grateful for. And there's some prompts that where you fill in throughout the day, and you can kind of use it to for Pomodoro as well. So
I
I
love that.
just realized, wow, I'm loving this. I'm loving,
Yeah.
loving it. So now I've been writing it every day, and now I've been keeping it up for some time. I think I started, so at least a week now. But I feel such a shift in my productivity, in in everything. So I really recommend you, if you want one of those journals where you fill in, I recommend that productivity journal from Intelligent Change a lot.
That's so good. I now want to use that more. It's so good. I remember using it for, like, as you said, kind of maybe like 2 weeks also, but for some reason I stopped. But I love that you get to list your, like, biggest priorities and secondary and Pomodoro. It's so good. Yeah, love it. Great recommendation.
So I'm gonna use it for the rest of the year. That's my intention. So you can keep me, you can
Nice.
see
That's so
at the end
nice.
of the year if I've kept it up.
Yeah.
And then the last thing is that
Can I
we,
guess? Uh-huh,
okay,
no?
guess,
Oh yeah.
guess.
Okay, then we have two more because I know what you're gonna say now.
Oh.
Okay, we will keep your for last because that one is the most exciting one, I think. I
Okay.
have to share
Which
one
one
in the
were you
middle
thinking?
for
Okay,
yeah, almost
do
done.
it.
So vision board. Oh my God, we didn't mention vision
Yes.
board. Is that a
Yes,
given
of
now or what?
course. I feel like that's a given now.
It's a given now. It's part of everyone's New Year's schedule. But yeah,
Yeah.
why I'm having it top of mind. I did mine this weekend. I think it was
Oh my God, I'm so excited to
yesterday
see it.
or
I want to
2 days ago.
see it.
Oh
Wow.
my God, it was so much fun. Seriously, like I put maybe 3 or 4 hours into mine. It was crazy. And you know, in the beginning, because I did one last year as well, and last year I put maybe 8 pictures perhaps on my vision board. This year I have maybe 50 pictures.
Wow, I
And
love
it's,
it.
and you know, I really, you know, went inwards and I listened to myself. And I, this vision board is the most Wendela vision board I've ever seen. Like the
Oh my
pictures
God.
are so much me. And it's like unapologetic. Like it's adventure, it's excitement, it's luxury, it's a dog, it's like it's so flat coat retriever, of course. Like I haven't even mentioned that that is my favorite dog, by the way. But yeah, flat coat retriever is my favorite
Yes.
dog, and you know, it's everything that I love. And just looking at this vision board, because I put so many pictures, and this is something I recommend. Like you can, of course, have a few pictures, but for me, it was so exciting to put a lot of pictures because now I take a look at it and I'm like, oh, this picture, I forgot this one. So it's just so exciting to look at my vision board right now, and it makes me so happy. So
Oh
if you
my God.
haven't done it, you have to do one. It's, yeah, it just, if even if it would give no results, which is absolutely do, then it's just the happiness that comes from it. So you have to do one, everyone listening to this.
Oh my God. I mean,
Oof.
I feel like, you know, I feel like you made me, and I've always been excited about vision
Yeah.
boards, but you've made me excited like 10x now. I
Yeah.
never heard you speak about the vision board with this type of energy. So
No,
it's
I
funny how we
know.
inspire each other in this podcast, because now I
Oh.
also feel excited to make a big one with even more pictures and really take the time for it. So, wow, that inspired me so much. And I
Yeah.
really want to see yours.
Yeah, and I took it was 2 quotes I think as well. So it's nice to have, I think for me it was nice to have mostly pictures but then a few quotes. So I can share my 2 quotes if you want to.
Yes.
Okay. Oh my God, I'm kind of, and I'm not protective about this vision board, but I'm like, this is like my baby now, I don't
Yeah, I
know.
totally
But one
understand. It
of
can
them
feel a bit
is,
private, so.
yeah, so if you're listening, you should be very honored to hear my 2 quotes right now. Kidding. No, but the first quote is about money mindset. So it's
Yes.
now I can't say it perfectly, but it's around I joyously, like happily, spend money and it comes back to me tenfold or 10 times. That is
Yes.
one of them. And the other one that's in the middle is high fucking standards. And
Oh
it's
my
like
God,
pink.
that one made me so happy.
It's so, I love that it's in the middle and all the pictures are like high standard pictures. And you have to see it later. But yeah, so I think it's so nice to have a few quotes because then you kind of get the vibe of this whole mess and then the picture just adds. So yeah,
I
if you're listening to
love
this
it.
and you do a vision board, send it to us. We would love to see yours.
I've heard many people actually like, I love the word fucking actually from
Yeah.
this, when you need some extra emotion in it.
I
And I've heard
agree.
some people have it as their alter ego that they ask themselves. Like for me, I would ask myself, what would Camilla fucking London do? You know, so you say that, or like, what, you know, remember, you're Camilla fucking London. You say it and you like feel that power. So
exactly.
I really think that can be great to use in your affirmations or quotes or things like this, to really feel like, you know, that extra punch.
Exactly.
Spice in it.
I mean, compare if it said high standards to high fucking standards.
Yeah.
It's like the difference in emotion is just huge. So yes, if you're listening to this and you don't like these kind of words, we're very sorry, but this is just like in a positive way, right?
Yeah.
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 Exactly. And then I just realized one last tip before our big tip as well.
We will go on forever, by the way, with this last.
But yes, and it's for those who are members in our members club that Helena Berggren had an amazing workshop as well around goal intention 2024. If you haven't seen that one yet, the feedback that has like speaks for itself. Like someone said, it's the best they've ever seen. So if you have missed that, you absolutely have to watch that one. Or Wendla, what do you say about your experience with that?
No, I mean, that was so, so good. She did guided meditation in the beginning that I thought was so, so good. And she got a lot of great feedback on that one as well. And just one detail that I want to share from that guided meditation, that was so good. She said, you know, you wake up to this perfect day and, you know, everything feels amazing, blah, blah. But then you go to your wardrobe, to your closet. And of course, it's like your dream closet, maybe a walk-in closet. And then you pick your outfit. And this walk-in closet is unlimited. So you can pick any outfit that you want. I don't know why I love that detail so much, but I was like, So yeah, this was just so, that's just one detail of it. So you should definitely watch the whole one. So if you remember, you have to watch this. We will send you an email, by the way, with the link if you're too lazy to go to our platform. No kidding. But you can find it on our platform or in the email that we will send. So definitely watch that one. So are we ready for the last tip of the day?
Yes! And that we are, for the first time ever, doing a 3-day challenge.
Yes.
And this is a challenge to make 2024 the best year. And it is going to be focused on money mindset, how you can level up your money mindset. So if you are an aspiring female founder, so you either want to start a company or you already have started a company and you want 2024 to be a breakthrough year where you get new permanent result financially and reach those financial goals, then you absolutely have to sign up for this.
Yes, this is mandatory for everyone who wants amazing results in 2024. You have to sign up. And how do you sign up? Well, we will put the link in the show notes in this podcast episode. You can also go to our Instagram and you comment challenge on one of our recent posts and you will get the link. And on our website, just about anywhere you will find it. So you have to sign up. That's our
link
message
in bio and Instagram. And we have never done this before. So this is the first time we're giving away. It's totally free for 3 evenings in a row with action steps you're going to take in between. So we have never done something big as this. So this is going to be the biggest event or challenge we've ever done. So, I mean, we can't wait. It's going to be in February, 5th February to 7th February, start at 6 p.m. in the evening, each evening. And yeah, this is going to be something you don't want to miss out on.
This is going to be huge. You have to join us. And I mean, when we have had these kind of masterclasses before, I must say, like, a big part is just the energy in that virtual room. Like, oh my God, people are so excited. And it feels like we're like a very tight community and we're in there together and just cheering each other on. And everyone brings their best energy and are like, woo, it's it is like I mean, and that's actually something where we get as feedback that like the chat is one of the best things because everyone is so excited during our events. So
Yes,
kind of the
this
vibe
is
from
not
everyone.
your, yeah, this is not a boring, you know, seminar. This is like
No,
high
no, no.
energy to get the right energy for the rest of the year. And yeah, you
Yeah.
absolutely have to join.
Yes, exactly. So yeah, that's the most important advice of today. Join that one. You have to.
Yes.
All right. Did we miss any advice, by the way, or was that a good summary?
I think we could talk about this forever, but I think
Yeah.
you got some really golden tips here. And for the rest, join the challenge and you will hear our rest of our advice. And let's make 2024 the best year.
You almost forgot the best year.
Yeah.
Let's
I
make
was like
2024.
middle. I was thinking a pause in the middle. It was weird.
So socially awkward. You're like an inspirational speaker.
It
Like,
was
let's
the
make
sentence.
2024. And there was like, what?
I
Why
just
aren't
felt
you
the
applause?
sentence was too long, so I had to cut it in the middle.
Oh my god. I
Oh my
will help
god.
you. That's good that we are two people. I can say the best year ever. And then everyone will applause now.
I mean, yeah, I wanted to like pop something, you know, like these, like
Yeah.
have some fireworks in this podcast or something. But yeah, amazing.
Yeah.
See you in the next
Amazing.
podcast episode. Thank you for listening. Ciao,
Thank
ciao.
you. Bye bye.